dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters, birds, and fish. These are just some of the animal co-inhabitants that many of us have come to know as our friends and companions. On our series, Caring for Animal Companions, we'll hear heartwarming stories, tips, and advice from Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members from around the world about their animal friends. Greetings, compassionate viewers. Our canine companions are a constant source of laughter, loyalty, and everlasting love. At any time of day, their pure innocence and optimism always uplifts our spirits. On today's program, our association members will share how they prepare delicious homemade food for the dogs who are a part of their families. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois, USA, to find out the recipe for Heavenly Dog Treat. This is a special vegan delight that all canine companions are sure to enjoy.
This is Angel.
So can you tell us about this recipe?
I generally include three groups of ingredients. The first group is the carbohydrate, include the brown rice and the sweet potato. Mm-hmm. Brown rice is very special. It has a lot of nutrients. But when you mix it with sweet potato, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And the second group is the protein group. You can use tofu or a vegetable protein.
Okay.
This is a dry kind. You can use a different kind, whatever you like. Mm-hmm. And the third group is the vegetable groups. In here, we display a different kind of vegetable. You can use leafy vegetable, carrots, cabbage, bell pepper, zucchini. Mm-hmm. For the ingredients, I would like to say we use 1/3 amount of each group. So the protein is 1/3, the carbohydrate 1/3, and the vegetable 1/3.
All right.
So let's start with the rice.
Okay.
You need to cool it completely. So this one we already cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done. All right, we're going to do the protein part now. We will soak it in hot water so it doesn't take that long.
So what's the average amount of time it takes?
Oh, I say 15 to half an hour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do the sweet potato next. Okay. We just cut them, small or big. It's okay. The smaller you cut, the less time it takes to steam. Okay.
So how many potatoes do you need for a dog Angel size?
For 2 weeks supply, I would do 3 to 4 potatoes. This is a little bit small, so I would do 6 sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Okay. So after we cut all the sweet potato, we're going to put it in the steamer. Okay. If you boil it, it's too wet, and all the nutrients go into the water. Now, we can steam together with the carrots, because carrots just take as long. And I would not peel the skin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because the skin part has most nutrients.
Okay.
Yeah. When you steam this, you don't have to steam it too long, because dogs, they do eat raw vegetables. Mm-hmm. So just steam enough so you can freeze them.
So how long do you steam those?
I would say 15 minutes.
Okay.
Until it's slightly soft, not too soft. So next thing we'll do is the vegetables.
All right. So what have you chosen today?
Cabbage, baby bok choy, and zucchini.
All right.
Okay. For the cabbage and the baby bok choy, I would rather blanch it. It tastes better than steam. Now the vegetable protein is already soft. We can start sauteing it. put just a little bit of oil so it tastes good. I would say 1 tablespoon is good enough. Tiny bit of soy sauce. It's not very good idea to give dogs salty food, so we put a tiny bit. Turn on the fire and saute just a few minutes. When it starts smelling with very good fat, you can take it out. Now we have the brown rice ready. It's cool. The vegetables has been steamed. It's cool. The sweet potato is cool now. And the vegetable protein has been sauteed. It tastes good, smells good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ready to do the final processing.
Oh, so what is that step?
So generally, we just mix them all together in the food processor.
Okay.
Let's start with the rice, okay? Put some rice in here. The carrots, cabbage. Don't put the sweet potato in here.
Okay.
It's going to become like mashed potato, not very good.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And how about the protein?
Protein, I will do it separately at the end.
Okay.
Okay, now we are going to process it. Just enough so that's still chunky. Okay, now we are doing the vegetable protein all together at the same time.
Okay.
It together, and when it's all mixed, you put in the sweet potato at the end.
Okay.
If the spoon is too small, you can even use your glove hand. Mix together. It's delicious when you mix it with the sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
You can break the potato a little bit.
Okay.
So it goes into everything, and that's it for our recipe.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Now we're going to put it in containers and freeze it.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now you know there is one more step. Angel, you have to hear what she has to say about this dish.
Wow, Angel, this is delicious. Is it good? Smell good? We just made this for you today.
Wow. Sounds happy. Happy? Bon appetit.
Yes.
Surely all canine pals will enjoy this delicious and healthy plant-based treat. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television, Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants for more vegan cooking fun for dogs. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring our Caring for Animal Companion series. We now travel to Costa Rica, where three special dogs live, Lucky, Michaela, and Monica. They are friendly, adorable, and completely vegan. Today they are going to be treated to some homemade vegan canine mini balls. Let's join our Costa Rican Association members to see how to make them.
Es original mía, ya que no quería darle carne a los perros. Tenemos remolacha, zanahoria, camote, soya deshidratada, masa, que es harina de maíz, algas. Tenemos agua, el agua que es ozonada o filtrada. Y aquí están ya los ingredientes picaditos. Recordemos que los vegetales se deben de lavar muy bien, ¿verdad? Recordamos que la remolacha, si quiere bien picadita, los tucos no tienen que ser muy, muy bien picados. Está también el camote, lo picamos, puede ser así en la mano, pero... y zanahoria, la pican en rodajitas, así como esta. Todos estos ingredientes se revuelven en la licuadora. Vamos a aplicar agua en la licuadora. Ustedes van calculando más o menos cuánta agua. Y vamos a poner los ingredientes ya picados. Puede ser media de cada cosa, media zanahoria, media remolacha, medio camote. O si es bastante los perros, pueden echarlo todo entero o más. Entonces echamos más agüita. Echamos todas las algas. Esto es una laminita, pero pueden echar menos si quieren. Es que el sabor a alga le gusta mucho a los perritos. Esto tiene que quedar bien licuado. Que no le quede ningún tuquito entero. Entonces ponemos la soya deshidratada en este recipiente. Vertimos todo lo que queda a la soya. Hay que esperar a que la soya se ponga suave con este mismo líquido, unos 10 minutos tal vez. Vamos a colocarle la masa. Voy a echar más masa porque a Duki, mi perrito, le gustan más duritas. Como a otros perritos puede ser suavecito. En esta masa se puede hacer en bolitas o en cuadritos, como les guste. Uno hace bolitas. Aquí así, las puede meter a 20 minutos en el horno para que se le cocinen un poquito, o les pueden dar crudas, así le gustan, de las dos maneras. A ellos les gusta, bueno, a Duque más que todo le encanta comerlo crudo. Vean lo que es rico, a él le encanta. Él se puede comer 40 bolitas.
What a delight to enjoy snacks that are both tasty and nutritious. Supreme Master Ching Hai, author of 3 international number 1 best-selling books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, has a large family of adopted animals, which includes 23 birds and 10 dogs. In a gathering with our association members in Florida, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai described how she prepares for her canine companions well-balanced and nutritious vegan meals.
Yeah, all my dogs eat fruit. Seriously. They love any fruit I give, even eat cucumber, all kind of things. They eat what we eat, except the chocolate and junk stuff. In the morning, they eat dog food. You know, those vegetarian dog food, which with all the mineral, vitamin, and oil for their coat, everything I put in there. I want to make sure, because the dog food, it sounds like thousands of ingredients in there. It's like all very complete. Yeah, yeah. And also have vitamin and seaweed and all that. So in the morning, I just give them that. I just want to make sure they have everything that it is good. And in the evening, they eat what I eat. Yeah, and they eat comprised of salad and... boiled vegetable and protein and rice or bread. They eat curry, they eat anything. And then in between time, I give them snack, vegetarian bone to chew, and apple, guava, mango, pineapple, melon, anything. Grapes, orange. They eat any fruit that I give. They love the apricot. Yeah, peaches, and some rare food, lychee and all that stuff, yeah, longyan. Anything. Eat anything, anything. Anything I give, they eat. Snacks, you know, between. Yeah. Sometimes I give biscuits, dog biscuits, mineral, you know, and calcium biscuits, and they chew. Yeah. They're good ones, good ones. Oh, they love fruit.
Our canine companions can certainly thrive and maintain vibrant health on balanced vegan diets. May all beings, both humans and animals, enjoy the benefits of such nutritious, delicious plant-based food. We enjoyed your company today for our Caring for Animal Companions series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May you and your animal family members enjoy many years together filled with vibrant health and God's love.